This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Through Monday here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty. Dusty off for the week. Mac is in as well. So Mac and I till Friday with you here on 96.5 The Fan. And by the time Friday...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rolls around, we'll have a good indication of training camp and what's going on up there as the midday guys, Cody and Alex, will be up there tomorrow at training camp. And of course, as soon as training camp started, I saw the forecast from KQ2 up in St. Joe, flash flooding in effect. Every year training camp, it's lightning, it's thunder, it's storms, it's clouds. And yep. I'm looking out here right now. It doesn't look great here either. I mean, I don't know. We got like a little bit of a storm moving in that may hit us here for a little bit today. So it's getting dark out there.
Yeah, dang, it is. Wow, you're right. Wind's picking up a little bit too. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully it'll break up this heat because it has been soupy. It has been nasty, and both of us are dealing with this sinus crap today.
Dude.
I mean, I'll tell you, I've been on the Sudafed. I'm popping the Dayquil even to try to loosen this stuff up because it is nasty out there right now. Like, I don't feel sick per se, but it's just that sinus pressure that is building up. And you know, I think it's to the point where this stuff doesn't even like help anymore, right? It doesn't even like affect it. It just like, I don't even know if it's working, but I'm still going to take it because it's been so bad over the last couple of days.
Well, it's like Mother Nature's just winning, right? They're just like, yeah, you can try, but we're just going to go 90 degrees, then we're going to rain, then we're going to be 78 degrees, then we're going to rain, then we're going to be 100 degrees. And it's just like, what's going on? It's soupy, it's muggy, it's disgusting. And yeah, I'm congested.
Yeah. Well, don't drink any Cayman Jacks, I'll tell you that. That won't put you in the right direction after Fesco Fest. We've got 10 days until the first preseason game. The Hall of Fame game is in 10 days, somewhere Binkley is, you know, smoking a cigarette right now, knowing he's inside 10 days to the first NFL game. We'll all watch the first series of that game.
Yeah, probably. I'll probably watch each team's first series.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. One of each, and then we'll all bounce, and you know, because they pretty much bounce out of the broadcast. They're playing people you've never heard of before, and it's not that interesting. But you all want to see football. We all want to see, you know, what's going to take place. And isn't it Detroit versus the Chargers in the Hall of Fame game? Two kind of, I don't want to use the term marquee team when I talk about the Chargers.
It's two
a team that a lot of people think could have an opportunity to go 9-7 this year.
These are two, you know, big storyline quarterbacks, two big storyline coaches, and two bigger markets. So no, there's definitely some storylines there, and there is. This is the last month, or this is the first month. We don't have a month without football, is what I'm trying to say, until March,
right?
Starting now, which is pretty awesome. So I ask you, 46 days until the Chiefs kick off officially. Week one against that Chargers team in São Paulo, Brazil. What's the storyline in training camp that you are most watching besides left tackle? We had Matt McMullen on last week. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the main story, right?
Of course.
Is it going to be Josh Simmons? Is it going to be Jalen Moore? Who is that, right? We've talked about Josh Simmons being kind of the most talked about, prolific, most pressure on him draft pick since Patrick Mahomes, as far as Chiefs draft picks are concerned. So we know that number one storyline, but Bob and text line 913-586-7965. What are you looking at over the next few weeks in training camp in St. Joe that you're watching the most?
I think it's changed.
Okay.
In the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And for me, it's going to be, are they going to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie before the start of the season? I feel like the organization wants to, but they also believe and know that it won't be, I hate to use the term easy because these deals aren't easy and that doesn't give it the credit that it deserves. But I think what we're looking at is it was easier to get Carl Loftus signed because he wasn't one of the top three at his position. He was a high to mid guy at his position. They were able to get his contract taken care of. But I think Trent McDuffie is going to be one of those that takes longer just because of where he is perceived to be when it comes to the best cornerbacks in the NFL. And I perceive sounds negative. It's not. He's a top three cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it may be harder to get a deal done with him. But I know they want to talk about that. They'd love to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie before the season started. They don't know if they can get a deal done with Trent McDuffie before the season starts. But all around, they're telling you this is the next wave. This is the next core. Trey Smith, Patrick Mahomes, George Karloftis, and Trent McDuffie. They're the next core replacing Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and whoever you want, Nick Bolton or Justin Reed or whoever you wanted to put
Nick
in
Bolton's
there.
Part of it.
Yeah, Nick Bolton kind of part of that as well. He's still signed up. So this is the new core. This is the new kind of group that you were going to be talking about in 10 years. Oh, there's only three guys left from that first Super Bowl run. Karloftis, McDuffie, Mahomes. Those are the guys that they want to keep. So I am going to be watching that. Butker as well. 100%. 100% Butker.
Fingers crossed.
Look, I continue to say this. I don't know in the history of Kansas City sports that there's ever been an athlete better at their job than Harrison Butker.
I know. And every time I'm like, I don't like that take. But you're right. It is. It's He's up there.
It doesn't mean he's the best athlete in Kansas City history, but the best at his job? Who has more success at their job in sports than Harrison Butker? George Brett, our Hall of Famer, failed 68% of the time.
Yeah.
Right? Just to kind of put that into perspective, right? But Harrison Butker, unbelievable. Unbelievable what he does. And so, yeah, it's hard to have a kicker part of the course. So that's what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah.
How these contracts start to trickle out a little bit. What about you?
I think that's great. I'll go more the football side of it. I have a few down here. I kind of listed just every position group. But I'd say first off is who makes that cut at wide receiver. I think the Rashee Rice news came out last week. You mentioned earlier in the show. It is solidified.
There will be a suspension. Yes. They don't know how long, but they know.
That's been solidified. He's going to be gone, and it'll probably be the beginning of the season. It won't be in the middle. So you could, you know, estimate those first four games, right, which is the Chargers, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Ravens. You're going to be without Rashee Rice. It's a little bit of a gauntlet there to start, and frankly, the first 9 weeks aren't too easy at all. So I'd say who makes the cut at wide receiver now? Rashee Rice out hit the first 4 weeks. Does Sky Moore make the 53? Gosh dang it. You know, Tyquan Thornton, is he a guy that's going to be a part of this? Where is Nico Remigio slot? And that kind of brings me to the returner. You know, is Nico Remigio that returner? Is the rookie Breshard Smith, Xavier Worthy? Like, how much time and looks are they going to give him? I imagine that is all but diminished for him as far as him being that role, especially with the Rashee Rice absence. They can't risk any sort of injury to Xavier Worthy, so I imagine he will be solely at wide receiver. But like D-line rotation, right? You know, Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Gelati get involved. Charles Omenihu, his first healthy offseason in a while. Where does he kind of slot in? So the cornerback, that I could keep going. But like there's a lot of things that I'm kind of interested in as far as, okay, we know maybe the first guy, the first two guys here in line, but how's the snap rotation really going to be? Who's in the rotation? What's the depth chart looking like? And Gardner Minshew, right? Second-string QB has always been important to this team, whether we like it or not, whether it's for a game or whether it's just in the locker room, just the film room. A guy to say, hey, Mahomes, I liked where you were looking at here, but this is kind of what I saw, or whatever it may be. Just someone to kind of go back and forth with, a good personality. So looking to see how Minshew's doing it well.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully he brings that sense of humor. Some of the things on the text line people are looking for from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line from the 417. I'm looking for that swinging D play. Yes, we all are.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yes.
I'm watching Simmons, Smith, and Royals.
I love it. Love those guys.
Jalen Royals is an interesting one to watch.
Very excited about him. That's another guy who should get more time with the Rashee Rice's absence.
From the 816, honestly, I want to see if Hank Azaria can actually pin people down inside the 10 to 15 instead of just bombing it through the end zone.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's honestly fair. We're like, ooh, the punt god. That was kind of his nickname, right? He can punt 80 yards. And then kind of last year, it was kind of like, man, he's okay.
I wasn't impressed.
No, I wasn't impressed at all.
But again, we're the Chiefs. We don't need a punter.
That's true. If things are going right, we should not be talking about him at all.
Right. And so that's what they've kind of showed us. We'll see. We'll see if he can get better and improve instead of just kicking it through the end zone, downing it inside the five. He should call Dustin and figure out how that's done. Right? I mean, I would.
Men's wieners.
Why wouldn't you call the best? No, Dustin, call quick. Gotcha. The hell does he know about punting?
Kiss my ass.
A couple people want to know if Dan Kilgore is going to be practicing as well. So that is very good.
There
yes.
you go.
I do like that. Coming up here on 96.5, the Fan, will bring in our guy, our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. We'll talk a little Royals baseball, figure out for the sprint to the finish what he thinks is important for this team to do. We'll do that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
All right, we're back at it. Fesco and Dusty with you on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty's off for the week. Mac is in as well as we get ready to get stormed on, it looks like here. I mean, it went from daytime to nighttime in the matter of moments here at the Odyssey World compound for Kansas City anyway at the Shawnee Mission Parkway in Metcalf. It looks like it's going to storm here pretty quick. And so what a better time to talk baseball. Josh Vern, you're a Royals insider. Did you have a good All-Star break, Vern?
I did. I had a chance to see family get back and watch the Royals put up 7 runs on 2 occasions. Unfortunately, only get 1 win out of those efforts. But, yeah, very nice break and looking forward to the final 62 of this season.
Yeah, we're through 100 games, and I was telling somebody over the weekend, I said, it's not the second half of the season. We got to stop using that terminology. This is now a sprint, and I know baseball is a marathon, not a sprint, but we got 62 games left, Vern. This is a sprint to the finish right now.
Yeah, and I love your idea that baseball should hammer that, should present these final 2 months as something different, right? As if the race begins now. Yeah, seems like a great marketing idea. As far as the Royals are concerned, I have a tough time, Bob, getting excited about the sprint to the finish, even though they sit only 4 games below 500. Had a caller on the post-game show yesterday point out that all, in quotes, all they need to do is go 38-24 down the stretch. 14 games above 500, and you'll finish with an identical record to the one you had a season ago. 38-24 doesn't sound out of reach, but it feels out of reach. At least it does for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you right now, but I reserve the right to change if they go out there and you know, make these trades and they get some bats. But where we're sitting today, we have to have the conversation about where we are today. And again, we're able to change this stuff. It's not because we said it today. We have to stick with this opinion. If they go out and make moves, well, then, hey, we're good to go. But as they sit right now, it just doesn't feel like a team that's going to make it into the playoffs to me.
No, because they don't do things that good teams do, right? They don't win at home. They don't often come from behind. They're gagging away leads way too often. You know, almost half of their losses at one point they led the game. According to FanGraphs, they're the worst base running team in the American League.
Wow.
Defensively, they're middle of the road, which, you know, most teams I think would celebrate that fact, but in Kansas City, in this market, in this sport, with the system set up the way that it is, the Kansas City Royals will never be able to overcome a middle-of-the-road defense and the worst base-running unit in the team. Now, or the worst base-running unit in the sport. Not many teams can overcome being bad on the bases and average defensively. Some can, not Kansas City, not a small market team. And then you throw into the fact that the offense is right there with the Chicago White Sox as the worst in Major League Baseball. Sure, the rotation's great. The bullpen's been solid so long as the rotation allows it to rest. But I just don't know what you hold your hat on right now. The only thing you can really point to is what these guys did last year. And while they've done it before, you know, some want to point to what the Detroit Tigers did last year. And, well, sure, yeah, miracles happen. A magic carpet ride is, I guess, possible. But to pin my hopes to magic isn't where I thought we would be in 2025. It's disappointing. And then you get a game like yesterday where you score 3 runs in the 4th inning and it's all because of those bats that we've been talking about now for 100 games is Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi, and Cags. They do all the damage. They drive in those 3 runs in the 4th, and then the offense comes back with 3 runs in the 5th as they capitalize on a leadoff error by the Marlins defense. So yesterday in those 2 innings, they did what a good team does. They capitalized on mistakes, and their stars were stars. So if you want to believe, that's what you're going to point to. The issue is whenever we see a performance like that, it's normally another week before we see it again. So listen, and you're right. I think we all feel the way that you feel of, no, right now this certainly doesn't feel, look, sound, smell like a baseball, a postseason baseball team, but I reserve the right over the course of the final 10 days going into the deadline to change my opinion because I like Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi, and Cags. That's a pretty solid 2-6 in the lineup, at least talent-wise. What they're going to become, that's a pretty solid 2-6. And with this pitching staff, with a defense that I believe is better than what those statistics say. It's really being dragged down by some shaky corner outfield play and some poor defense at second base from Jonathan India. If you are going to pull off a miraculous run, it's going to be on the backs of this outstanding rotation and those big bats in the middle. You saw all those things yesterday, and you have to see them again coming up tonight on the north side of Chicago against the best team in baseball, the Cubs. Look, Royals have nothing to lose. Nobody believes in them. Nobody nationally believes in them. The betting market doesn't believe in them, right? Chris Bubich, yep. No one's given him a real shot at winning the Cy Young. No one's given Noah Cameron a real shot at winning the Rookie of the Year. Cameron on the hill tonight. Nationally, they don't believe in you. The betting apps don't believe in you. And shoot, man, Kansas City right now, I'm not sure, believes in this team. So they have nothing to lose. I understand the trade deadline is bearing down on them. But go play free, go play easy, because you're expected to get waxed the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Go prove everybody wrong.
And that's an interesting, you know, take. I don't feel like anybody in Kansas City right now should have the belief that they're going to be a playoff team, because they've just been inconsistent all year long. And I think that's the important word to use. Teams that make it into the playoffs aren't inconsistent all season long. They find that consistency. And the Royals just haven't been able to find that consistency. They have a couple of good moments, and then you lose two or three right out of the All-Star break to the Marlins. I mean, like, that can't happen if you're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, and the way that they looked in those first two games, you know, I was expecting to see an aggressiveness. I wanted to see confidence. I wanted to see terrific body language that says, hey, I understand the first 97 games didn't go the way that we wanted, but we got this. You know, we are going to turn it around. And, you know, from the heartbreaking loss on Friday to the lifeless effort on Saturday, it didn't instill a lot of confidence in me as a fan. And going into this series against Chicago, and then you come home to take on the Guardians, who are in a very similar situation where they're going to start fighting for their lives, I would imagine, coming up on Friday at Kauffman Stadium, and then three against an Atlanta team that is on the brink of them selling themselves. So, listen, yeah, it's just hard to convince myself, or it's certainly tough to sit behind a microphone and tell any Royals fans, no, you have to stick with them because of this, that, and the other. I can only talk about the pitching staff so much. And sure, people want to bring up, hey, weren't the 2014 Royals really bad when it came to power? Yeah, they were the worst in baseball when it came to hitting home runs. But they came through in clutch situations. They hit well with runners in scoring position. They were the best base running team. They were the best defense. They had the best bullpen, along with a very good rotation. This 2025 team threw 100 games. Now, yeah, sure, there's still a sprint ahead of them, but there's more games in the rear view than there is through the windshield right now. So I only have that data, that evidence, those games to go off of, and you have a really good rotation, but again, the worst base running team, the worst offense, an average defense. It's just not a good enough team right now to instill hope in the fan base. I hate saying it, especially when I'm going to ask people to listen to 62 more pre-games and post-game shows, but I can't lie to them.
I mean, if you had to, and I don't like using this word, but for lack of a better term, put the blame on one poor person or one thing for the way the season's transpired, what would it be right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always going to start with the players.
Okay. You know,
the hitters in particular. But that conversation only lasts so long before that moves to the front office. You know, JJ, the rest of the front office, and ownership to me are all in one. Right, JJ can only spend the money that he's allotted. And as we saw this offseason, he tries to go out and get a Jurickson Profar and Anthony Santander. They don't want the money. So, okay, well, I have to do something with this money. Let's go get an all-star closer in Carlos Estevez. You know, and now here we are 100 games in, and it's obvious. Yeah, you needed Estevez. But you still needed that bat, and was that money available? Could they have somehow found a way to help this offense more, which is strange to say because Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi are right back at it, the three the three guys that gave you a Herculean effort a season ago, and now you're getting a breakout year from Michael Garcia, Jack Caglione's joining the fray, Jonathan India's at the top. No, man, when opening day arrived, I didn't think this was the worst offense in Major League Baseball. So again, that points to the players disappointing, and Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and their rough, fierce few months of the season. But if I'm divvying blame, I would say, you know, 55, 45 players, and then decision makers get that other 45% from ownership and the front office, the team building. Believing that Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi could do that type of heavy lifting once again here on the sophomore album, I think was always a little bit wild, a little bit far-fetched. Now, maybe they knew that Michael would be a stud, but I think they were banking on Massey, MJ, Renfro, someone else contributing some power. And all three of those guys brought absolutely nothing so far this season.
Yeah, Ver, they brought nothing to the table, and that's why they're, you know, most of them are no longer here. And however you want to spin that, you know, Massey's hurt, whatever the case may be, they're no longer here. They're no longer part of this team because
India's been a huge disappointment.
What's that?
India's been a huge disappointment.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to that point now too. Yeah. You know, I was giving him the opportunity, and I was really excited about him. But let me ask you this: Are the Royals in a spot in your mind where they should push this year and go all in and be willing to trade Carter Jensen, even though their minor league system isn't great? Should they be willing to trade Carter Jensen and push all in because of the pitching staff that they've got on this team, if it means bringing back a bat? Or would you just say, no, we're already past that point?
I would say no, because I don't believe that they are one bat away, because India's been so disappointing, because we haven't seen Jack Caglione necessarily lock in yet. Now, I think he will. I think Cags is going to be an above-average hitter down the stretch. But can Salvi keep up what he's doing here in the month of July, hitting 364 and just, you know, dominating in the 15 games so far? I have my questions if that will continue for the 35-year-old down the stretch of the final 2 months. No, I think they're more than one bat away, but the fan inside of me, you know, the fan that has tickets to the game coming up against the Braves, games coming up against Detroit at the end of August. Yeah, if I'm a fan, I want a more competitive product, especially while we're within striking distance of 500. Carter Jensen, no, I would have a tough time stomaching parting with that 22-year-old who's on a tear right now at AAA. You look at Blake Mitchell, the 20-year-old that they drafted in the first round a few seasons ago. He just hit his second home run since coming back from a broken hamate bone. Hit that second home run this weekend. Him, the other 20-year-old top prospect catcher, Ramon Ramirez. I mean, the fan in me wants to say yes, but if I'm a decision maker, if, you know, JJ asks, if John Sherman asks, I say no. Let's cash in on Seth Lugo. Let's try to whet the appetite of the rest of Major League Baseball for the services of Carlos Estevez, and let's regroup, because that outstanding rotation should be back almost in full force for 2026. With the breakout of Noah Cameron, you feel really good about your rotation again next year with Reagans, Cameron, Bubich, and Michael Wacha. Man, that's a really strong starting four. You have to feel as if we'll be right back in the division race in 2026. And shoot, if you handle Lugo right, and it's easy to say if, because, you know, it is the best way to handle Seth Lugo the way that you did Cole Reagans, where you take the first best offer, or do you take it all the way to the deadline? Because Lugo might be the best right-hander available at the deadline, to where you could get an outfield bat that could compete next spring training to possibly be your opening day left fielder. To me, that's my approach. I'm waiting for the best offer for Seth Lugo. I'm trying to move Carlos Estevez, and I'm ready to compete in 26.
Okay, so you're pretty much waving the white flag. You're not willing. You don't think it's right to push in, and maybe, you know, Frank Mozzicato or somebody like that in the minors to potentially trade to see what you can do here. Or would you just, unless it's trading, you know, Lugo or Estevez, you would stand pat in the trade market?
Yeah, I would stand pat unless some team prizes a piece that you don't think much of. Now, last year, the move, Hunter Harvey sending Caden Wallace, the third baseman of the Washington Nationals. To me, even though Wallace was a top 10 prospect in your system and is a top 10 prospect in the national system, the Royals moving him for a reliever told me that we don't believe this guy is a game changer. If there's a team that believes Frank Mazzucato is a game changer, yeah, go for it. Because when I watch him, I see a solid left-handed relief pitcher. If a team's going to give you something that can help you in 26 for what I believe is a solid relief pitcher, go ahead and pull the trigger. There is the fan in me that wants to see a small market team act anything but like a small market team. If you believe you have a chance, I'm not trying to pinch pennies for John Sherman. Go for it. You can go out and buy new talent in the offseason. So I'm not completely opposed to it. But I think I would be frustrated if you parted with a Carter Jensen, if you parted with something that I believe could help you in 2026, 2027. Now, I wouldn't be surprised to see Carter Jensen, you know, stay until that final cut next spring and have a chance of making that team out of camp.
The other thing that I think needs to be done, they need to pick up Salvi's option for next year and the whether or not they're going to pick up Salvi's option for 26. It's a team option. Pick it up. Let him know to give him that peace of mind. He's playing really good right now. Imagine how much better he could be playing knowing, hey, that's all taken care of. It's nothing that I have to worry about going into the rest of the season. And then he can finish his career here in Kansas City.
I don't know if that does guarantee that he finishes his career here in Kansas City, because after next season he's a free agent, and there's nothing about Salvi that leads me to believe that he's going to be done at the age of 36. So no matter what, I think there's going to be a bumpy descent on the career of Salvi. I do think we see him, like we've seen so many other greats, you know, bopping around some other teams trying to, whether it's reach 350 home runs, whether it's, whatever the number is, just kind of rounding out his Hall of Fame career. The only reason I would say there's no rush in picking up that option is, if the guy's, again, he is 35, he breaks his leg in the final 62 games of the season, now you're on the hook for $13.5 million next year. I know it doesn't sound like a lot when Salvi's making $20 million this year, but $13.5 million for Salvi makes him the fourth highest paid catcher in Major League Baseball next season. Is he worth that? I know the name and the example that he sets inside the clubhouse is worth a lot. But if I'm JJ, if I'm John Sherman, I'm willing to bring back Salvi, but we're going to renegotiate that deal. I'm going to decline the $13.5 million, and maybe we sign you to a two-year deal with an option for a third, and we kind of spread that money out because you're just not worth $13.5 anymore.
Yeah, and I see where you're coming from on that standpoint, but the last thing you want to see, but Salvi, like 10 homers now, 11 homers, and like 30 RBIs away from 300 and 1,000. Like, you'd hate to see him do that next year in another uniform, you know?
Oh, no question. Yeah. No matter what, anytime, if and when Salvi puts on another uniform, that's going to be painful, right? If his final game is played in a uniform other than Kansas City, I have to imagine there's going to be more Royals fans at that final game than whatever team he's ultimately playing for. Salvi, but the thing is, Willie Mays is always remembered as a Giant. Mm-hmm. Salvi will always be remembered as a Royal. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Kansas City Royal, but it's also a business.
Yep.
Nobody understands that more than Salvi, and he's the type of guy that's going to need that jersey ripped off of him, and I feel like that jersey ripping won't happen in Kansas City.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's starting to play good, man.
No doubt.
The month, he's been great in the month of July. What do you think has changed with him?
No, I wouldn't say really anything has changed. I think it's just classic Salvi, right? We've seen him go through those ups and downs over the course of his 13-year big league career. Pressing early, but I think Bobby was pressing early. I think you touched on that. There was, and we've seen that from Bob. We've seen that from Salvi almost every single year for the past three seasons. They know everything goes as they go. And when no one was going around them, they knew it was all on them, and they were unable to deliver. But yeah, Salvi, 15 games in the month of July, 13 RBIs, 12 extra base hits. He scored 11 runs. He's hitting with runners in scoring position. Again, there's a reason why Salvi is who Salvi is. And I just real quick, I had a lot of people complaining on Friday about how Matt Quatrero doesn't, quote, show passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Salvi's the great example of, no, Q shows plenty of passion, just like Salvi shows passion. But Salvi's not one to get into a fight. He's not one to scream at the umpires. What he is going to do is show up every single day with the same focus, the same energy, the same commitment to winning, and the same passion. And I think he's delivered that. Even over the course of this three-game series in Miami, where you're questioning the desire and the aggressiveness, and man, does this team still believe in one another? While people are frustrated that Q's not showing passion, I point to the captain. This isn't a guy that is always, you know, hot and cold and ranting and raving. And if he was, I think that would send shockwaves through the clubhouse of, whoa, 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 what's going on if Salvi's starting to break? What's going on? Q's starting to break. No, be who you are. Don't change. And you shouldn't need your skipper to get you motivated, right? Michael Wacha's able to block it all out and just execute. Chris Bubich, Salvador Perez, Carlos Estevez, Bobby Witch, the best players handle themselves, motivate themselves, go out there and get the job done. Salvi's been doing it, and he's been doing it for more than a decade. So, no, I'm not seeing anything new. I'm just seeing one of the great players of our generation tap back into what's worked for him so consistently over the past 13 seasons.
Vern, you mentioned at the beginning of your answer about pressure. Do you think these guys just put so much pressure on themselves going into this season that it was not sustainable?
Well, they should put a lot of pressure on themselves, especially Salvi and Bobby and Vinny, because they did everything last year. Again, that offense last year was middle of the road, and only because Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were Herculean. So when you come out to start 2026 and Renfro's doing nothing, Massey's doing nothing, India's doing nothing, Melendez is doing nothing, man, sure, Michael was hitting, but okay, so he's standing on first base, he's standing on second base, and then Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi were failing with runners in scoring position. They should have felt a lot of pressure because they're the reason why this team's four games below 500. That brutal, again, guys, we're 100 games into the season, and they remain the worst run-scoring team in Royals franchise history. There have been so many bad teams to come through this stadium. To think that this group, where I think the average listener likes more than half of the hitters on this team, from Freddie to Bobby to Michael, Vinny, Salvi, Jack Caglione, you like the hitters, but yeah, that's how 2025 is going to be remembered, the year that the offense was as bad as it's ever been.
Well, Vern, I think we'll know about this time next week what the Royals are going to decide to do. I think this is a big week for them. If they don't do great in Chicago, they don't do great when they get back home. They've already lost two out of their first three games. I think by this time next week, we'll have a pretty good feel of what the Royals feel about this team for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Lugo is going to pitch the finale in Chicago for a team that he could become the number two starter on. And then the next road trip, the boys head to Boston, another team that Seth Lugo may already be a part of at that time. And I think he would be the second best starter on the Red Sox rotation as well. So listen, you have a guy that's immediately your game two starter. That's the trading chip that J.J. Piccolo holds right now. He's got a pretty good track record when holding a chip of that caliber. Let's see what he does with it.
All right, Vern, we appreciate it. Enjoy the three-game set in Chicago. We'll listen to you later on tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Bob.
You got it, man. That's Vern, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. You can catch him tonight with the Royals pregame show and, of course, postgame show after the Royals and Cubs. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, the goats of the goat. An interesting list that came out. We'll get into it next.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Thank Vern for coming on, talking a little Royals baseball as we roll through a Monday morning here. It is dark, it is raining, and it is nasty out there. So if you're driving around today, be careful, be careful, be careful. So you don't want to go off the side of the road. And if you do, call Jay Southland Tow. The Jay Southland Tow service text line always open for you as well. We'll get into George Karlaftis coming up in about 8 minutes or so here on 96.5 The Fan. After all, that was the big news around the Kansas City Chiefs from yesterday, talking a little bit about George Karlaftis getting that long-term extension. So we'll get into that conversation coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on 96.5 The Fan. I thought this was fun yesterday. Today in sports, on X, formerly Twitter, put a picture of a bunch of athletes together and said, who is the GOAT of all GOATs? And it has like Barry Bonds, it has Jordan, it has Tom Brady, it has Muhammad Ali, it has Babe Ruth, it has Tiger Woods, it has Wayne Gretzky, it has LeBron James, it has I'm trying to think who else is on this list that I can recognize. Michael Phelps is on this list. There's some soccer players, an F1 guy that's on the list that, you know, I'm not really sure of. But it was basically the greatest athlete of every sport that is out there right now. And I asked you, I said, who would you look at, Mac, and say is the GOAT of all GOATs? If you had to choose one, two, three of the folks, the athletes on this list, who's the greatest of all time? Of the greatest of all time.
I know, the GOAT of the GOATs. It depends on kind of what way you think about it, right? It could be like an aura thing, like kind of the legacy, the way people remember them, or it could be kind of like, okay, let's crunch some numbers, right? And see truly how untouchable they are, which is kind of the way I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say my top three, just based on, okay, like if you really look at the stats here, it seems like they may truly never be touched. I'd say Michael Phelps, right? I mean, his still holds the world record in his butterfly, I believe, is 50 free as well. I he's got the most gold medals. I don't think his number will ever be topped.
He also swam against a shark.
he was dominant, right? He can do it all. I'd say Wayne Gretzky. We talked about, was it Ovechkin this year passing him in the points?
Right.
But Wayne Gretzky has more assists that count for points than Ovechkin had goals, right, that count for points. So Wayne Gretzky, as far as points, total points are concerned, he'll never be beaten. And Tiger Woods was the whole decade and a half of just utter dominance, where they really had to change the sport to make it more competitive. He was so good. So those would be like my top three GOATs of GOATs: Phelps, Wayne Gretzky, and Tiger Woods.
First text, Bo. No.
Oh, okay.
No, Bo's not. I'm not even near the list.
No.
Bo's not one of the greats of all time. For me, I just kind of went based on feel. I think sometimes that's the best way to do things. Don't overanalyze it. Think and then go with your gut, right? And I came up with Tiger because I think he's the greatest golfer of all time. I know he doesn't have the most amount of major championships won, but he's playing and played in an era where it was much more difficult to play than it was back in the 40s and 50s, right? Much more difficult. Clubs 100%. Are bigger. Guys are stronger. It's a different game. Tiger dominated and created the game of golf the way that we see it today. Michael Jordan, for me, will always be the greatest. The 6 championships, the taking the 2 years off to quote-unquote play baseball and come back and then win 3 more championships after that. Michael Jordan is one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, and so he makes my list of the GOAT of GOATs. And I have to put Tom Brady up there for the time being. I mean, he's won 7 Super Bowl championships and did it with 2 different organizations, you know, overcame Bill Belichick and was able to go out there and win all those Super Bowls up in New England. I say for the time being, because I believe eventually there's a gentleman that calls Kansas City home that will fly past Tom Brady when it comes to the number of championships. But until that happens, I have to put Tom Brady on the list. I like your Michael Phelps pick, too. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, Phelps was so untouchable there. And yeah, MJ, it hurt me to not put MJ in my, because I mean, he is the GOAT. Even though I'm in that generation, I'm not the LeBron GOAT guy. Ever since I was a kid, I've been MJ. I know he is the greatest, but I mean, LeBron does have all those stats too, and like him, but so it's one of those things to where it's like, yes, I choose MJ, but there is a real debate there. And then, yeah, man, I get it. Brady probably is just me being butthurt.
Yeah,
not choosing
of course.
Tom Brady. He is.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's the greatest.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's the standard for what the quarterback position is. He is why all we care about with quarterbacks these days is Super Bowl championships. Tom Brady made that bet. Now we're all lying in it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is.
That's the way it goes now.
And so everybody's going to be everybody was compared to Montana. Well, until he gets four like Joe, you know, and then he got seven. And you're like, oh, gosh. I mean, my God. He blew past Joe Montana, almost doubled up Joe Montana when it came to Super Bowl wins. And so let's see what Patrick Mahomes can do if he passes Tom Brady. But he's the gold standard right now, man. He's why we look at everything in terms of how many championships you've won.
Yeah, there was a brief period where Drew Brees had more touchdown passes before Brady had retired. And I was like, see, Brady doesn't even have the most touchdown passes now. Obviously, he does.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, okay, well, look at the playoffs. He has the most playoff yards, the most playoff touchdowns, the most playoff wins.
Most playoff wins.
Yes.
And that's the significant part in all this. He wins, right?
He wins.
And Drew Brees only has that one championship. And that really does
impact.
Same with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the one championship, that's all he has. And so until they get to that level of Tom Brady, it's hard to put anybody else in that category. Coming up,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chiefs signed George Karlaftis. Why it was a brilliant move next.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.